WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The Supreme Court clears the way for the Trump administration to use Pentagon funds to build sections of a border wall with Mexico.
The Trump administration will be able to redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build President Trump's promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, even though lawmakers refused to provide funding. The conservative majority court on a 5-4 vote blocked in full a ruling by a federal judge in California barring the Republican president from spending the money on the basis that Congress did not specifically authorize the funds to be spent on the wall project fiercely opposed by Democrats in Mexico's government. Joe Ramsey on WMAL and WMAL.com.
When Virginia legislators commemorate the 400th anniversary of the first representative legislative assembly in America Tuesday, President Donald Trump will be there with him, according to the White House. Some Democratic lawmakers say if Mr. Trump comes, they won't. Earlier this month, Democratic leaders in the state's House and Senate threatened to boycott the event, saying the current president doesn't represent the values that they would celebrate at the 400th anniversary of the oldest democracy in the Western world. Republicans have condemned Democrats for letting partisan feelings get in the way of the celebration. State and national leaders will attend. The city of Alexandria is hosting a drug take-back today from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
There are four locations where you can drop unwanted and expired prescriptions in Alexandria.
The First Baptist Church, which is on King Street, the Alexandria Police Department headquarters, Fire Station 210, and the Neighborhood Pharmacy of Del Rey.
And it's not just about cleaning out the medicine cabinet.
54% of individuals who misuse painkillers get them from a friend or family. So one of the best ways to fight the opioid epidemic is to take away that temptation.
Emma Beal is the coordinator of the Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition of Alexandria. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
The mother of a Texas woman found dead on the beach in Ocean City two summers ago, with just an arm above the sand, files a lawsuit against the city. In the suit, Gayla Lutyik and her attorney say negligence by city workers caused 30-year-old Ashley O'Connor to be trapped in the sand. The lawsuit says workers did not investigate whether anyone was on the beach before twice, driving a tractor over O'Connor as it covered holes. Ocean City officials had stated that a medical examiner ruled O'Connor's death was accidental, caused by asphyxia due to suffocation. Attorneys for the town and O'Connor's family, as well as town officials, did not respond to the Salisbury Daily Times' request for comment. Loudoun County's agricultural community is on display this weekend at the Loudoun County Fair. Superintendent Arlay Harris says,
"This is a family event, and we're just here to support local businesses and families in Loudoun County. We want to support 4-H and show people that there is a large agriculture community still here in Loudoun, and we want to educate."
Harris says you can talk to 4-H kids about their projects and animals, as well as play games and see shows. The fair opens at 9 this morning. The last show's at 9:45. It closes tomorrow at 6. In sports, the Nats fell to the Dodgers 4-2. The O's top the Angels 9-3. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Enjoy dinner and a show at Wolf Trap with WMAL's Vince Colonnaise. You and a guest could join Vince to see ABBA the Concert August 4th at Wolf Trap. Plus, enjoy dinner with Vince before the show at Ovations by America Eats, presented by Jose Andres Think Food Group. Enter to win at WMAL.com/contests. ABBA the Concert continues to be the top ABBA tribute group in the world. Dinner and ABBA the Concert at Wolf Trap with Vince Colonnaise. Your chance to win at WMAL.com/contests.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you struggling to make the minimum payments? There are ways to get out of debt, but the credit card companies don't want you to know about it. Debt relief programs through United Debt Counselors can help people like you get out of credit card debt and put you on the path of debt freedom with just one low monthly payment program. Get started right now and call United Debt Counselors at 800-828-8334. Get rid of the stress of struggling to make that monthly payment. High interest rates will be a thing of the past, and chances are you won't have to pay the entire amount you owe. United Debt Counselors has helped thousands of people reduce more than $160 million of debt. You have a right to settle your debt for less than what you owe. You won't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Get started reducing your debt now. Get free information today by calling United Debt Counselors at 800-828-8334. That's 800-828-8334. United Debt Counselors, not available in all states.
It's 7:05 WMAL traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway in Annandale on the outer loop between Braddock Road and the 495 Express lanes, there is still that disabled tractor trailer blocking the two right lanes. So do watch out for a brief slowdown and stay to your left to get by that. Some slowing traffic starting to form on 95 southbound from Dumfries headed towards Quantico and then from Garrisonville headed towards Courthouse Road. So far, the Beltway in Prince George's and Montgomery County is running at a good pace. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny with a high near 91. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 92. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 73. Right now, 63 in Leesburg, 65 in Silver Spring, and 72 degrees here in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I was the tomato walking on two sticks. That's what they nicknamed me.
I get it. Walking into a weight loss clinic can be a lesson in humility. But not if you know that Insider non-judgmental, empathetic, professional EMP 180 client coaches focused on your goals.
My name is Chuck Cohen. I live in Gainesville, Virginia. Emailed EMP 180. That was on a Monday. And on Tuesday, I had my first appointment. The first weigh-in was a big deal for me. When you lose 8 pounds on that first weigh-in, I couldn't even believe it. Alisa was my mentor. I was a guy who needed a cheerleader. That's good motivation for me. I weighed 180 pounds. I'm down on my scale to 157. EMP made me feel good about looking forward to the summer and going to the beach and taking my shirt off. I'm pretty excited about that.
Set your first consult at EMP180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Financing's available. So are first responder, military, and teacher discounts. EMP 180 weight loss. Use it to lose it for life.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with a licensed local expert with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME. That's 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. Hour two of the Saturday Morning Update. Great to have you along. I'm Rick Fowler, and John Gizzi joins us each week. He's the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, what another week in D.C., but finally, the Congress is going to take a break until September.
That means the Republic is safe for the month of August.
Obviously, fireworks on Capitol Hill this week, and they continued to the very end of the day on Friday over the Robert Mueller testimony. And, John, you always have a way of looking at things and putting a historical perspective on it.
Well, the Mueller investigation, culminating in the testimony by the now ex-special prosecutor, was a Rorschach test. Members of Congress who spoke to Newsmax and to me and my associate Claire Hillen saw in it what they wanted. For the most part, Republicans said that Mueller did what he had to do. He didn't remember things. He cited reports that were, and I quote, not within my purview, and essentially told members of Congress, read the report before you pursue a line of questioning, and you might get an answer on your own. In the end, looking every bit his 74 years, Robert Mueller sang his swan song, and he was out of there that day. Is this going to have a long-term effect on politics? Hardly. For all the promotion that went on, fact was that in the end, he did not give evidence for impeachment of any kind, and once again, people could claim that his not pursuing an investigation of the president or people around him or prosecuting them is essentially vindication for Donald Trump. We'll see in the long run how that turns out. On the other hand, you have to wonder what comes after Mueller. On this, members of Congress disagreed. Congressman Tom McClintock, Republican of California, said, "I can't believe the Democrats will look at this as a big fizzle out." And he cited the headline in the Drudge Report, "Dazed and Confused," a reference to Mueller. On the other hand, Democrats saw they could get something out of it. Congressman Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania, a Democrat, praised the American justice system and said it allowed the investigation into the original underlying problem and crime, referring to Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Agreed on that. And then the Congresswoman threw in the clinker. Quote, "The question is not about impeachment, but about getting the truth before the American people." To me, that's a key sentence. Impeachment did not gain stock from the Mueller testimony in the least. But Democrats' tenacity in asking what went on in 2016 at the hands of the Russians and who benefited, that's not going to abate for a long time.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has not given up the idea of impeachment. Press conference on Friday. Now wants to subpoena grand jury information, which good luck on that, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I have for you is the whole notion to continue the impeachment process seems to be opposite of what the polls of the public are saying. Is Trump derangement syndrome really the driving force behind Democratic behavior these days?
Well, it certainly seems that way. As Ronald Reagan used to say, quoting his former profession, if the Democrats do not really believe this, they're doing a great job of faking it. And the fact is that one gets the distinct impression that no one on the Democratic side has gotten over the results of the 2016 election, which is, of course, the election of Donald Trump as president. My own guess is this. In the public's mind, whatever they might not like about Trump, whether or not they believe he tells the truth all the time, few find him guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors requiring an impeachment trial in the Senate after a vote for impeachment by the House of Representatives. The Republicans tried this in 1998, securing the impeachment of Bill Clinton along partisan lines in the House, and then having a trial in the Senate in which he was saved by several votes, some of which were cast by Republicans. All this time, the American people did not want to go in that direction against Bill Clinton, and Republicans paid in the 1998 election, almost losing control of the House of Representatives. Democrats today must certainly remember the history of 21 years ago, and they must remember another thing. There's another election coming up pretty soon, and if they don't want to impeach, then the public can take the president out. It's very simple.
So, budget legislation passes the House. President Trump apparently signing off on it, but not that many Republicans did.
No, they didn't. As a matter of fact, 132 of the 199 House Republicans voted against the measure. Think about this for a minute. Donald Trump, the bête noire, the enfant terrible of the Democrats, is getting a budget passed with Democratic votes in the House and a handful from his own party, which is repeatedly charged with making excuses and covering up for his missteps. That's a wild one, but that's about what happened last week. And it also raises another question, Rick. Whether or not Republicans in general, under the leadership of this president, have given up the issue of cutting spending and reducing the deficit. Last month, we buried a fellow who made deficit a household word. One wonders if Ross Perot had lived just a little while longer, what he would say about the issue that he not only put into the households of most Americans, but clearly influenced the eventual winner of that election, Democrat Bill Clinton, to say he would focus on like a laser beam. That laser beam needs to be turned on again, and so far, Republicans aren't doing it. Donald Trump may have done very well with cutting taxes. He's done better than Ronald Reagan ever did in rolling back regulation. But when it comes to cutting spending, he fails miserably. And one of the three prongs in the Republican fiscal base is missing.
A legend on the Washington journalism circuit passed away this week, and he worked for a publication that was at one point the leader in the industry, but many people today may not be familiar with it.
Oh, yes. The New York Times, the Washington Post, and so many others fought that they were the most read publication and that they reached the most Americans. Well, they weren't close to the Reader's Digest. The Reader's Digest, at its high point, had 50 million readers worldwide and 18 million paid subscribers, dwarfing the subscription rate of any of the great metropolitan newspapers. In part, a person who helped make that happen was Reader's Digest's Washington, D.C. editor for nearly three decades, Bill Schultz. Bill Schultz was unusual for a high-powered Washington journalist. He finished at the bottom of his class at the Bronx High School of Science. He never finished college because he hated Antioch College in Ohio, a very liberal institution. He never even learned to type the proper way and used the two-finger method on his own manual typewriter right up till his final days. Bill Schultz nonetheless took a publication with its homespun stories, its sagas of my most unforgettable characters, and its highly probative and insightful articles on subjects from quitting smoking to defeating the evils of communism. Bill Schultz was a force behind this, and we mourn his passing, a true titan in journalism and someone I'm proud to call my friend.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, thank you.
Thank you very much. Stay cool this weekend, friends.
7:18, Saturday morning updates, WMAL. Violence overnight in Hong Kong. We'll check in with Gordon Chang. That's next. But first, a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Virginia on 95, some slowing traffic starting to form southbound between Dumfries Road and Quantico and headed from Aquia towards Courthouse Road. There is still that disabled tractor trailer blocking the two right lanes on the outer loop between Braddock Road and the 495 express lanes. Just stay to your left and use caution there, but not really causing much of a delay. Keep in mind in Maryland on the Intercounty Connector, the ramp from eastbound on the ICC to go onto Lay Hill Road will be closed for weekend road work. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, a high of 90. Sunny tomorrow, high 93. Monday and Tuesday, more sunshine with a high of 94 each day. On Wednesday, some afternoon thunderstorms finally with the highs around 90. 67 right now in D.C., headed to 90 this afternoon. 7:19 on the Saturday morning update.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
I was just calling to say thanks for saving my move.
How did we do that?
Our stuff was loaded, but we were out of time, and there was a mountain of junk we were leaving behind. My neighbor said, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They work till midnight, and they can be here in 90 minutes.
We came through for you?
You saved my move.
You're an angel for calling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
Hey, my name is Sarah, too.
My sister.
I'm just calling to say thank you.
You chose us. We should be thanking you.
Well, we were planning a move, and I'm a planner.
Excellent.
I wanted to send our junk packing.
And we sent it packing?
You sent it packing.
High five, girl.
High five.
When you want to send junk packing, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699.
Locally owned Novec has the most reliable power in the region. And we all know how important being reliable is.
Especially with my electricity.
Novec provides electricity from multiple renewable sources.
Yeah!
And will soon include even more solar.
That's great!
And Novec offers convenient 24/7 online services.
I can pay my bill anytime, anywhere.
Novec.
Power you can trust.
722 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Great to have you with us. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Gordon Chang. He is the author of The Coming Collapse of China and Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. And he is a contributor at The Daily Beast. Gordon, thank you for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rick.
It's the eighth consecutive weekend of demonstrations in Hong Kong. There have been protests overnight. What is the latest this morning?
There was a big march in Yuen-Long, which is in the new territories, close to the border with China. The pro-democracy march was not granted a permit by the police, but it was peaceful nonetheless. However, the police, for no apparent reason, used tear gas, and, of course, that complicates the situation. Also, at the international airport, there are masses of thousands of protesters camped out in the arrivals hall, and that was also something that had been anticipated. But nonetheless, it is adding a new factor to all of this. And clearly we're at a point where the demonstrators and the police and authorities are not willing to compromise either side.
The extradition bill with China was the initial reason behind the protest. It started out peacefully. That bill has been suspended. What is the latest on the demands, and how does this come to some kind of a resolution? Because it seems like they solved the first problem, but it just continues.
Well, the demands have increased. The protesters now want an investigation of harsh police tactics in June. They want protesters to be freed. And now we're hearing demands for essentially universal suffrage. Some people want independence from China. So there has been an escalation of the demands, and that's typical in these long-term protests, not only in Hong Kong but elsewhere. But that really means that the stakes have been raised because now people are starting to talk about the important issues. And in terms of where this goes, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, is a tough guy. Although he no longer has the Hong Kong portfolio on the Politburo Standing Committee, he once did, and the policies we see today are his policies, which means that he has a personal stake in how all of this is resolved. And that, of course, makes things even more difficult to come to some sort of peaceful conclusion.
Let's turn to North Korea. Several short-range missiles launched this week. Why did they do it?
Well, I think they said that they were concerned about the joint U.S.-South Korea military drills. In June of last year, President Trump said he was going to suspend the major ones, which the United States has done. But in order to maintain readiness, both the South Korean and the U.S. militaries do exercise in small-scale exercises. And right now, the North Koreans won as well. Failure of President Trump, because he should have gotten a reciprocal pledge from Kim Jong-un, the North Korean ruler, to suspend his large-scale exercises. And we know, in fact, that the North Koreans this spring actually were involved in their winter training cycle, which is a massive preparation for war. So right now, the North Koreans are unhappy that there's any sort of joint exercises between the Americans and South Koreans.
When they met at the DMZ between North Korea and South Korea, it sounded encouraging that talks would start once again. What do we know about those talks?
Well, those talks have not started. There have been some low-level contacts between the United States and North Korea, and they've been really talking about talking. But the working groups have not met, and this is disappointing because many people thought that they would have already started. So, you know, North Korea right now is engaged in stalling, and this is up to the President of the United States because he's permitted this to continue. He can stop it at any time in terms of putting much more pressure on the North Koreans because they're just not moving in the right direction.
Okay, I want to turn to an opinion piece that you wrote at the Wall Street Journal. And it's very striking, and I think the headline from it that's been all over Twitter, quote, "Trump is the only thing that stands between us and a world dominated by China." That is a very strong statement, Gordon.
Well, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has been dropping hints for more than a decade, increasingly explicit hints that he believes that China is the world's only sovereign state. What he's been doing is he's been using the language of Chinese emperors who maintained that they ruled all under heaven, or Tianxia. And this is really disturbing because it does explain China's behavior, which has been lawless and which sort of assumes that other countries, including the U.S., have no sovereignty. The United States needs to understand what Xi Jinping has actually in fact been saying because he's been warning us what he believes the international order should look like. And his view is that the United States, other countries, are mere subjects to the great Chinese court.
Gordon Chang, thank you so much for being with us. And you can follow Gordon on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Have a good day, Gordon.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you. 728, Saturday Morning Update.
Do you wish that double chin would just disappear? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I've got a news flash for you. People look at your jawline. It simply tells your age. Robin from Lubbock, Texas, writes in and says, I put Genucel jawline cream on my neck 2 or 3 days ago. This is the best my neck has looked in 20 years. People tell me my face looks young. I'm blown away. Using MDL technology and Chamonix's proprietary base, Genucel's brand new jawline treatment specifically targets the delicate skin around the neck and jaw for tight, healthy, younger-looking skin. See results right before your eyes or 100% of your money back, no questions asked. Call now and the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness is free with your order. And to start seeing results in 12 hours or less, Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours free. No double chin, no turkey neck, and no sagging jawline because no one needs to know your age. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. Get your 2 free gifts and free express shipping. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
It's the Big Screen Store's Black Friday Summer Sale. 275-inch Samsung 4K TVs, just $19.99. Plus, save up to $2,000 on Samsung's best TVs. Get Black Friday pricing now. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store is your motion furniture headquarters with innovative furniture featuring power headrests, full power recline, USB ports, lighting and accessories, power lumbar support, plus an incredible selection. The Big Screen Store. It's the Big Screen Store's Black Friday Summer Sale. 275-inch Samsung 4K TVs, just $19.99. Plus, save up to $2,000 on Samsung's best TVs. Get Black Friday pricing now. The Big Screen Store.
7:30 News is next with Heather Curtis. Then we are back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30, I'm Heather Curtis. The president of Guatemala says he's happy with the immigration deal struck between his nation and the U.S. Guatemala's agreed to let people seeking asylum in the U.S. file paperwork when they cross into that country instead of once they reach the U.S. border.
President Jimmy Morales is saying that this is a deal that is good for his country because it avoids the sanctions that President Trump threatened Guatemala with. The same way a few weeks ago, President Trump threatened Mexico with sanctions if they didn't act quickly to detain or to stop illegal immigration.
Correspondent Gustavo Valdez. The video of an encounter between a Kentucky teenager and a Native American man at the Lincoln Memorial went viral and prompted many to call the teen in the MAGA hat a racist. Nicholas Sandman sued the Washington Post, which disseminated the video without giving full context of what happened. A federal judge threw out the defamation lawsuit yesterday, saying there may have been erroneous opinions published by the Post, but those opinions are protected by the First Amendment. President Donald Trump had praised the lawsuit and come to Sandman's defense, posting on Twitter, quote, "That Covington student suing WAPO, go get them, fake news." Sandman's attorney also threatened to sue other news outlets for their reporting on the incident. If you haven't made it to the Loudoun County Fair, today and tomorrow are your last days to get there. Superintendent Arleigh Harris says there are games, prizes, and a new carnival.
The best part is our 4-H'ers are out displaying their animal projects. We have goats, sheep, cow, dairy cows, poultry, rabbit, and new this year, alpacas.
Today, the fair opens at 9 a.m. In sports, the Nats fell to the Dodgers and the O's topped the Angels. Up next, traffic and weather.
It's one of the most complicated parts of any retirement strategy, knowing when and how to take your required minimum distributions, more commonly known as RMDs. Well, I have some good news. Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is going to demystify the RMD process. Abe and his wife Shelley would like to invite you to be their guest for dinner, where he'll explain the 10 things you need to know about RMDs and how they can affect your retirement. Join Abe and Shelley for a complimentary gourmet dinner at one of the area's best fine dining restaurants. Consider this an opportunity to learn how to improve your retirement while also enjoying a delicious gourmet meal. Again, you'll be Abe and Shelley's guest, so there's no charge, but reservations are a must. For details and available dates, call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance, license number 557-877.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. What do you dream about? Maybe it's winning the lottery or getting a new car. Well, for the 22 million Americans with obstructive sleep apnea, it's probably getting quiet, restful sleep. Now, if this is you or your bed partner, you know how disruptive and debilitating sleep apnea can be, especially when it's not being treated properly with CPAP. If CPAP doesn't work for you, it's time to look at the comfortable solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body with one click of a remote. During sleep, Inspire delivers mild stimulation to keep you breathing normally and sleeping peacefully. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Learn more about Inspire, review important safety information, and get the sleep you've been dreaming of at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier, disabled vehicle on the outer loop of the Beltway between Braddock Road and the 495 Express Lanes clear. Traffic lanes are now open and traffic runs at a good pace. Some delays on 95 in Virginia now southbound from Dumfries towards Quantico and again from headed towards Aquia and Courthouse Road. Now in Tacoma Park, be aware there is a problem that has Carroll Avenue closed. There are down wires in the roadway, so Carroll Avenue is closed in both directions between Lincoln Avenue and Old Carroll Avenue. So expect some delays there, and you may want to seek an alternate route. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly sunny with a high near 91. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 70. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 92. Right now, 71 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/cool. After that, it's just 30 bucks for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/cool. That's 4hims.com/cool for your first month for just $5.
forhims.com/cool.
Oh, hi, Amy. What brings you to the Xfinity store today?
Do the hokey pokey and sing me something.
No.
Eat some spaghetti.
What?
Do the worm.
Why would I do that?
Well, I hear Xfinity gives me control.
Oh, yeah. Over your in-home Wi-Fi. You can see who's online, you can pause it, you can set a curfew for your kids.
Wait, so I don't have control over everything?
No.
So that guy outside that I just made wash my car?
It looks like he's getting inside.
I gotta go.
Take control of your Wi-Fi with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. And get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTP and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
.737 Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, author of Operation Dark Heart, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on. Thanks.
Daily Caller was reading an opinion piece you wrote. Headline, Mueller's testimony is over. Now it's time for James Comey to answer some questions. What do you see as the questions we'd like to hear from Mr. Comey and his answers?
Well, now that Mr. Mueller actually read his report for the first time, it's time for Comey to actually try to come forward and lay out some of the fundamental questions which have, or answers, I should say, to the fundamental questions relating to the key issues regarding the actual Russian inquiry and the precursors to that. And to make it a very short point, I don't want to go through every question I laid out, but the two key areas are the essentially using Papadopoulos and others as a venue to set up justification for FISA warrants, and obviously the whole issue of the original payments for and or the use of Fusion GPS. These things were not remotely addressed, but are very key to the entire foundation of what Mueller's report was supposed to determine, the Russian collusion, Russian interference. And so while they alluded to the Russian interference, and I do believe there was interference, and I do believe they were targeting the elections and will do it again, Mueller did nothing to drive us to that, to help define that. And Comey, I would argue, was the conduit for Russian disinformation through the operations he was running against the Trump campaign. So just in summary, Rick, we have to get to the bottom of how these things all started, and if we don't, there's going to be no accountability, and we're going to have issues and we don't know what happened. So it's got to be done.
And again, that's Tony's piece in the Daily Caller, and the headline on it, Mueller's testimony is over. Now it's time for James Comey to answer some questions. And you've got a great list of questions there. I would suggest people do take a look at that. Want to turn to the Iranian missile launch this week. Tell us about the missile, and is that a breach of the UN sanctions or the restrictions?
The Shahab missile, Shahab-3, is a typical intermediate-range missile that they've been working on for decades. I mean, These things have been developed in the 90s, and they've been refined. And simply put, these have been a class of weapon that a number of Middle Eastern countries, to include Pakistan and others, have looked at using for their weapons. I mean, it's one of those things that it's a technology that these folks have been using for the purposes of launching nuclear weapons, and to include the North Koreans. They've looked at this missile as well. The launch themselves, the launches, Rick, are not against UN sanctions, but it was agreed, a UN resolution passed at the time of the Iran nuclear agreement, basically said that Iran should not engage in development or firing of ballistic missiles. And so while it wasn't necessarily something directly in the agreement, it was something the United Nations essentially said they should do. The Security Council said the Iranians should not be permitted to do, which obviously means there's no force behind it, but there was a stipulation. So in the end, the Iranians didn't break anything, apparently, but they are still being, I think, very provocative based on everything else they're doing regarding the British, the oil tankers, seizing tankers, and all the issues that relate to their exceeding the agreed-upon limit of enrichment of uranium. So this is all kind of in conjunction with everything else they're doing, which is essentially what I people are terming acting out.
And we have kept the pressure on Iran. What do you see internally in terms of their economy and possibly their internal political situation? In other words, we're keeping the pressure up. Is that effective?
Yeah, I think the Iranians themselves are complaining about the results of the increased sanctions. There's a number of things which I think are being very effective in limiting their ability to bring in hard currency and acquire things that they need for the number of military programs. With that said, I don't think there's a clear path forward for some of the internal dissidents. A number of us do hope that the Green Movement, the democracy movement within Iran, gains steam. And I think that political effort would be the best way of ensuring Iran does not either develop a fleet of nuclear weapons or have a series of these things, and would stop troubling its neighbors. But at this point, that's just not in the cards from what I can see.
Story in the news, a SEAL team brought back from the Mideast, apparently some partying and some accusations. What do we know on that?
Well, we don't know a lot. I've seen the stories on this, and there's an allegation that during a 4th of July celebration in Iraq that a female member of the attached to the SEAL team, SEAL Team 7, she had was, according to the allegations, raped. And that at this point, when the investigation opened, the SEALs refused to cooperate, and therefore the commander in charge of the deployment said, everybody's coming home. In situations like this, Rick, it's really hard to determine who, what, and where, you know, what exactly happened. I'm not trying to demean or diminish anything that might have happened regarding an assault. It's just that, you know, and they did admit that there was, quote unquote, alcohol involved. So anytime there's alcohol involved, there's probably some misbehavior. But remember, these, you know, I'm not going to defend bad behavior of SEALs, but they are SEALs. They're a bunch of very aggressive guys who essentially are the blunt instruments that we use for as an extension of foreign policy. And I guess we'll have to find out what happened. But essentially, they were sent home because there was questions about what happened in that and during the 4th of July. And I'm sure we're going to hear more as this thing develops.
And got about a minute left, Tony. Yeah. Arrests of two Marines and a sailor. These are additional arrests. It brings to a total of 19 apprehended in connection with the human smuggling ring outside of Camp Pendleton. What can you tell us about that?
Well, what we see here is, you know, no matter what happens when you hire people, when you bring them into the military, you can't prevent all bad, you know, bad individuals who have an interest in doing things illegally from joining. And in this case, we're talking about people and individuals using their training and understanding to try to, and position, to try to support illegal activities of human smuggling and other illicit activities, legal activities. I think we'll see more and more develop out of this. We've been concerned for a while that criminal elements, to include terror elements, are using the military for training to get people in, get them the training, and give them the ability to do things by, you know, using their military status. I think that's what we saw here. It's not good. We'll have to see how big it gets, but at this point, I hope it's only those 19 Marines that got caught.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you very much for the perspectives.
Great. Hey, thanks, Rick.
You betcha. 7:45, Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL. Coming up next, we'll talk with K.T. McFarland, get her read on the latest in the Mueller testimony, and also talk with her about the U.K. and incoming Prime Minister Boris Johnson. That's next, but first, a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in WMAL Traffic Center.
Overall, traffic moving well on the Beltway in Maryland and Virginia, though we are starting to see a slow spot on the inner loop a little bit after Pennsylvania Avenue, where we're getting reports of an accident in that area. Now, in Tacoma Park, keep in mind that Carroll Avenue is closed in both directions between Lincoln Avenue and Old Carroll Avenue due to down wires in the roadway, so you may want to seek alternate routes. In Virginia, earlier disabled on the outer loop after Braddock Road cleared away, lanes open, but you will find some delays in Virginia on 95 southbound headed past Dumfries and headed towards Quantico Triangle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for sunshine today with a high of 90, mostly sunny tomorrow up to 93. Sunshine on Monday and Tuesday with a high of 94 both days. Some afternoon thunderstorms on Wednesday with a high of 90. In D.C., we're at 68 and we're headed to 90, and it's 7:46 on the Saturday Morning Update.
You've got all kinds of hustle, like get the job done hustle. And get the kids out the door hustle. If you've got hustle, we've got your back. University of Maryland University College, a respected state university with 90-plus programs and specializations, and more than 70 years' experience serving working adults like you. That includes rolling admissions to help you get started, and you could get credit for your career experience, affordable courses, and no-cost digital course materials for most programs, and the flexibility of online classes to fit your busy life. If you've got hustle, University of Maryland University College is made for you. Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options for those who qualify, and save even more with no-cost digital resources for most courses. Get started at the university made for you. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-529-2856.
Write it down.
800-529-2856.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters at affordable prices. Well, I'm really excited to tell everyone about our new line of no-tools blinds and shades. These revolutionary new products require absolutely no tools to install. Visit Blindster.com today, and for Rush listeners, use the code RUSH and save up to 50%. Blindster.com. That's blinds.com.
Have you heard the commercials that yell, "We have the buyers"? Well, that's good for them, but not good for you if you're selling your home. I'm Eric Stewart with the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, and I have over 31 years of real estate experience and knowledge. Buyer agents represent buyers. When you're selling your home, you want the listing team that sells your home fast and for top dollar to represent you. Google the Eric Stewart Group right now or call 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104.
Congratulations to Greg Smith, Simon Hamilton, and Chris Aim. They've done it again. Forbes has named them to their Best in State Wealth Advisors list. You can hear their insights and advice every Sunday morning on the Wise Investor Show from 9 to 10 a.m. on WMAL Radio. Now, Forbes and Barron's have both put their trust in the Wise Investor Group by naming their advisors among the very best. You should, too. So be a wise investor. Stay connected and stay informed. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
7:50 Saturday Morning Updates, WMAL, and we are joined by KT McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. KT, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's been nearly 3 years of allegations, 2 years of a Mueller investigation. We saw it come to a head on Wednesday, and somewhat of a nothing burger. As we see it domestically, we've obviously seen the political impact. It's tearing the country apart. But what do you see in terms of foreign policy? What effects has this whole investigation had on us in foreign policy?
You know, that's a really important question, because we get so consumed by our domestic politics that we don't realize there's another audience watching and observing and making calculations. I think the consequences of this are far more profound than merely wasting the time and money and attention span of the American people for, as you said, 2, even 3 years. Because our political civil wars have cost us internationally. It's a cardinal rule of foreign policy that America, or any country for that matter, is if it's weak at home, if their leaders are perceived as weak at home, then it is also weak abroad. And I think our competitors and adversaries have figured out, well, we don't like a president's demands, what he wants us to do. We'll just wait him out. He'll be gone in a couple of years. And that is essentially and especially true because of Trump. Trump was elected to disrupt the status quo policies of the Republican and Democratic presidents of the last 20 years. And I think in part it's because we, the United States, have subsidized the world with our trade agreements and security alliances. We can no longer afford to do it, and the world no longer needs it. So Trump was elected to stand up to these guys, and by a weak Trump at home, the perception could be taken by our allies and adversaries, you know, look, let's just wait him out. We'll get the good old days back again when America subsidizes everything and we push him around. But when you think of what Trump has done in the near miraculous turnaround of the economy, which the Democrats and the Republicans had run into the ground for the last 20 years, the power and leverage that gave him, or gives him, could have pressed our adversaries and our trade competitors in all of our relationships, because it gives Trump, the United States, the upper hand. We are the strong economy, and the world is still dominated by that. But, you know, once again, it's the selfish interests of the American public who sees, if the selfish interests of the Washington establishment, and the American public looks at that and says, okay, you put your interests are in a impeachment or investigations or harassment of a president who was elected to basically undo the policies that you're doing. And as a result of that, they perceive America, the world perceives America as divided, weak, and unable to sort of unify for important things. And, you know, Rick, I've talked about this with you before. I think Trump's election was far more than just Trump's election. I think it's a populist revolution against the Washington establishment, the professional politicians, career bureaucrats, and the left-leaning media. And even though the anti-Trump fever rages through that Washington establishment, partly because they just don't like Trump, they don't like his personality, but at the core of it, it's their ambition to keep things just the way they were, the status quo with themselves in charge. And what a lot of this is, the anti-Trump stuff, is the Washington establishment fighting back, trying to put down a populist revolution. And they think they can, if they just get rid of Trump, either by investigations or thwarting his agenda or harassing him or sabotaging him from within with a hashtag resistance or even impeachment, that they'll destroy this populist revolution. I think they're wrong. If you, American history, America was founded on a populist revolution. Our Constitution gives us the right and indeed the responsibility to have a populist political revolution if we don't like our leaders, if we think they've become too entrenched. And trying to stop America's regular populist revolutions is like trying to stop the tide from coming in. So they might even get rid of Trump. I don't think they will. I think Trump will be reelected. But what will not stop is this public populist revolution against the Washington establishment.
What strikes me about this, KT, is the tunnel vision of the progressives, the Democrats, the liberals, the left, whatever you want to call that side of the equation, the tunnel vision and the just ongoing and even intensifying Trump derangement syndrome after what we saw Wednesday, they're charging even harder.
Yeah, they're really doubling down. I guess that's because of their own self-interest. You know, what has the last 3 years of the what you want to call the Trump derangement syndrome done? Well, it's made a lot of people rich. It's the media looks it's terrific for ratings in the media. They've never had it as good as they've had it for the last couple of years. And ratings, if you rack up the ratings, you know, you rake in the dollars. And so part of it is just the self-interest of the media fanning the flames. But it also is the self-interest of the anti-Trump politicians. If they can get on the evening news, if they can send out their fundraising letters in the middle of investigations, it helps them. It puts money in their campaign coffers and allows them an advantage when they run for re-election. And that's why they become permanent elected politicians. So I think it's not just their perception of what's good for the nation. I think a lot of it is their perception of what's good for themselves, and maybe in their own minds they've equated what's good for themselves as what's good for the nation, but I think that's a pretty big overreach on the part of a lot of permanent Washingtonians.
You are writing a book on all of this, right?
Yes, indeed I am. I've spent the last year and a half writing a book about it. Book's in its final stages. I hope to get it published later this year, and it's called The Next American Revolution: Trump, Washington, and We the People. And it's about the notion that America has periodic political and populist revolutions to throw the bums out. And I think in the bigger picture, that's what we're going through today, that it's a revolution, and it's like the Star Wars revolution. It's the empire is striking back right now, and I think that's what the struggle we're seeing in Washington.
Looking forward to that. We got about 2 minutes left. Let's talk about the UK. Boris Johnson, new prime minister, and he made some comments about President Trump early on, but it seems as though they have a pretty good relationship at this point. What do we expect to see between the UK and the U.S.?
Well, I think you're already seeing it. You've seen it in the last 48 hours, and that's now that Boris Johnson is prime minister, and he's become prime minister with the overwhelming support of his party and the British people, they're going to leave the European Union one way or another. And the way I try to think about it, it's like a divorce. So for 2 years, Britain has said to the European Union, we want a divorce. We want to be free from you. And the European Union's fighting it, and they're demanding impossibly harsh terms. And so what it's meant is that the British have sort of gotten their backs up even further, and they said, look, we finally had enough. We want out. We are so fed up with this European Union that we are willing to walk out of this marriage with no agreement on how to divide the assets or the responsibilities. We're willing to leap into the unknown to get out of this bad marriage. But Trump has at the same time made it really clear, look, America's standing by, arms outstretched. We will catch you in our arms if you just jump out of that bad marriage. And, excuse me, when I was at Trump Tower, right after the election and during the transition, Boris Johnson was one of the first foreign leaders to visit Trump. He was out of office. He was foreign minister, and then he was out of office shortly thereafter. But they get along. They've met a bunch of times since, and they have both made it clear that there will be a new relationship between the United States and Great Britain, between Boris Johnson and Donald Trump. It'll start with a trade deal, which I think will be negotiated quite quickly because Trump and Johnson want it to happen, but also because there are no really significant issues and differences between our two countries. And once we reach that trade agreement, maybe even by the end of this year, the rest of Europe will want to join it, especially France and Germany, because the German economy is stagnating. The French economy is in big trouble. The British economy is the only one in Europe that's really doing well. And that, coupled with an American economy which is doing well, means that if the two, the United States and Great Britain, get together, everybody will want to join that club, if for no other reason than economic reasons. And then that makes a very powerful magnet, and sort of gives that all of us leverage in going to negotiate other trade deals, particularly with China.
K.T. McFarland, thank you so much, as always, for your perspectives.
Thank you.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you very much for being with us. 8 o'clock news is coming up with Heather Curtis. Then it's Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL. It's all about the conversation.
Appreciate the voice you give me.
Chris Plant.
You're funny. You're insightful.
Larry O'Connor.
Thank goodness for your humor.
Rush Limbaugh.
This is it.
Mark Levin. 105.9 FM. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house. house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.